about this tall, and they've got a wide top and a slender stalk.
I think we call them toadstools.
Toadstools. Are some of them good to eat?
Some folks do eat them.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't ever eat none of that.
Have you ever heard of them called mushrooms?
Well, there is a mushroom you eat with them that grew up like you spoke about in the front. They're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
They may look alike, but the ones you eat, you have to know them from them that come up on.
Well, what about, if a man has a real sore throat, you'd say that he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
chew it, couldn't swallow it.
Uh-huh. What are these things that men like to smoke? Some of them are kind of short and white, and others are long and brown. Do they like to smoke,
Cigars and cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. What about if a lot of people were at a party? You might say that somebody might be sitting there at the piano, and they'd be standing around doing what?
Smoking.
Okay, and if they were like the music, they might... While he was playing, they'd do what?
Dance.
Okay, and if they might sing along with him?
Yeah, sing.
And talking about that party, what if somebody told a real funny story, they'd probably be doing what? After they got through listening to the story, if they thought it was real funny, they'd do what?
Laugh
at it. What about if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be... I appreciate you offering to do me that favor, but I don't want to be...
Responsible.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe obligated.
Obligated.
Something like that. What about if somebody asks you to do a certain job, you might say, well, sure, I... Talking about being able to do it, I
can do it.
Uh-huh, okay. But if you're not able to do it, you wouldn't say, I can, but I...
Try.
Or maybe, well, I just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about if somebody asks you about sundown to do some work for them? You might say, well, now I got up to work before sunup, and all I'm going to today. I what?
I've worked on long as I aim to today.
Okay. And what about if there was a real bad accident up the road somewhere and you went up there to help out, but there really wasn't any need to call a doctor because the victim was, by the time you got there?
Dead.
Okay. What about if you were out in the field looking at your corn? And talking about the fact that the corn seems unusually short this year, you might say, well, I don't understand this. At this time of year, it ought to be taller.
Yeah, I want to be taller.
Uh-huh.
Putting on fruit.
Uh-huh. What about if a little boy says to another little boy, well, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard tonight, but I'll bet you... Bet you what? I'll dare you to go through it, but I'll bet you...
I don't know about that one.
Would you ever say, what about the negative, the opposite of dare? Would you say dare not or daren't or something like that? Have you ever heard people say doesn't? I'll bet he doesn't do that.
Doesn't.
Or, the negative of the word dare. Dare not?
You dare not do that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what about if a boy got a whipping, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he...
had no business doing.
Okay. And if I asked you to do something and you were refusing to do it in a very strong way, you might say, well... Now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, if you're refusing to do it.
I won't do it.
Okay. And what about if you were doing some hard work all by yourself and a friend of yours was just standing around looking at you, you might turn to him and say what?
Why don't you help?
Or would you ever say, well, you might have helped me, you know?
Yeah.
Or talking about the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
try.
Or I might be able to do that. Okay. What do you call this type of bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Birds?
Owl.
Owl.
Are there different types?
Yeah, there are different types of owl.
What do you call that big one?
Hootin' owl.
What about that small one with the higher voice?